This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jokic, shot clock winding down, knocks down the three, shooting 47% from three-point range in the playoffs, in addition to every other thing.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
The great Mike Breen on the call last night. Nikola Jokic, casual triple-double in his first ever NBA Finals game. And like, it's like, oh, he's only 3-for-3 at the end of the first half from the field. Also, like, he impacts the game just by, like, being on the court. He's the biggest impact player, whether he touches the ball or not. And by the way, he touches the ball all the time. So, ridiculous game for Jokic. Triple-double, 27, 10, and 14. Ken mentioned it in the opening segment. If you bet Jokic triple-double, you had to sweat until the very end. But Jokic, as he often does, comes through for everyone and makes it happen with the triple-double. Jamal Murray scores 26. The Miami Heat shoot two free throws in the game, both by Haywood Highsmith.
Love it.
Zero for Butler.
And not
zero
a lot of free throws, period.
Bio.
Not right? a lot of free throws, the, period. The game took like 2 hours.
I thought it was a really well officiated game, and like I bet Miami, so I could be like, oh,
there were no fouls,
more free throws. I thought it was great. Like I really liked it. Like the officials weren't a story at all.
23 total fouls in the game, and the Nuggets shot 20 free throws to Miami's 2. For people who were curious, also Jokic is going to be a big part of why that is. Yeah.
Also, like, Miami had a billion opportunities in this game. You go 13-for-39 from three. Max Strus goes about 0-for-100 from downtown. Butler doesn't play well offensively. Caleb Martin, you know, apparently, like, the gas tank was empty after game 7. Like, that was his career moment. And now he's back to being a scrub again, apparently. We'll see if Caleb Martin's able to pull it together. But Jimmy Butler only scores 13 points. It's going to be tough for Miami to win if this is what it's going to be for the Miami Heat. So Denver wins 104-93, covers the spread. Miami with a chance at the end to backdoor. And much to my chagrin, and they do not. The game goes under the total. We will spin this forward, and we'll talk game 2 coming up on Sunday. We've got updated NBA Finals MVP market. We have an updated series market as well. But Ken, let's break down what we saw last night in game number 1. The Nuggets beat the Heat, cover the spread, take a 1-0 lead in the NBA Finals.
Those bastards, they turned back into pumpkins, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, I just...
Like, is that the first time you've ever said the word bastard on the show, by the way? I liked it.
I don't say it often. This is my whole thing yesterday. I just like, yeah, okay, they're going to do this and get absolutely railroaded in the series. Then the reason they were able to beat Milwaukee, and the reason they were able to beat the Knicks, and the reason they were able to beat the Celtics, it's because they transformed into a completely different team than they were in the regular season. And that manifested itself in them hitting a ton of three-pointers all the time, every game, every single time, like basically never didn't. There's like one game against Boston, I think, where they shot poorly from three in the game. I think it was game 5. So I just, again, like, if they're going to go back to being the regular season Heat, then this is a silly series that's going to be over in like 6 days. That was the kind of game that they played last night. And it's like, they got a ton of open shots. Like, they created a lot of open threes. But if you were watching the Heat in the regular season, they missed all of those. That's what they did. They were a terrible shooting team in the regular season. So like, am I surprised that they shot poorly last night? No. Was I hoping it would be different? Yes. Cause that's how the series is competitive. Like again, did anybody watch last night being like, you know what I think? I think Denver is not going to score very much the rest of the series. Are you kidding? They're going to score more. That wasn't even a good game. They didn't score. They had like 2 fast break points. Like Miami did good things on defense. Denver scores anyway. Denver's going to score a lot. Doesn't matter. Like, they went over 100 in the sloppiest, clunkiest, dumbest game where they didn't score in transition at all. They scored 104. Like, they're going to score. And if Miami can actually, and again, as was the case 24 hours ago on the show, if Miami can score, then this can be a fun series. But if it's regular season Miami, or like not crazy, obscene, historical Miami, like it's been for 3 weeks, like it has to be that. And if it's not that, you get what you got last night, which was like a pretty bad game. And it was fun only because Jokic is so good. Like, that's what made the game fun. He's awesome. If he was less fun, be a miserable basketball game. Why would you want to watch it? But he was so good, it was like entertaining, and you could talk about him, which they did a lot while the game was going on. So like, did we learn anything, or like, what's the big takeaway? Not really. If the Heat are going to shoot like they did in the regular season, this is what you're going to get. And the series is going to end super fast, and it's going to be a joke. And if they can just start making a lot more of the wide open shots like they did the whole playoffs, the series gets better. So like, I don't really feel like we learned anything. And I just, are they going to make threes or not? That's like kind of what, and that's kind of what they wanted to come down to.
And Jokic kind of feels a little bit like Mariano Rivera to me at this point now. And we talked about this in the Lakers series, right? Whenever like in the Western Conference final, whenever the Lakers would be like attempting their comeback in any of the four games, or the game would be like somewhat close in the fourth quarter, or like in the third quarter, Jokic would just get the ball. And he would either score or make like an insane pass that would lead to an easy bucket for his teammates, right? So I don't think the Heat were ever going to come back and win the game last night. So that's not like what I'm trying to say here. But there were a couple moments where the Heat were threatening to cover the spread or to make the game close, like cut it to 10 a couple times, right? And then what would happen immediately? Jokic would make some ridiculous shot and get fouled. Jokic would make some ridiculous pass. Like, he's kind of like the Terminator, man. Like, he's on another. That doesn't mean that the Nuggets are definitely going to win the series. Probably going to win the series. But he's inevitable. He's ridiculous. And every time Miami came within like shouting distance of making the game somewhat close, winning my bet for me, here's Jokic. No win for you. We're just going to win this game by double digits, and that's going to be it. And that's exactly what happened. So yeah, it's just like I feel like he's almost like ascending to like a new level at this point now, on like with the spotlight the brightest. And he feels like a closer in Major League Baseball to me.
Yeah, I think, look, if the Heat are going to shoot like this, then the Lakers will provide more resistance than the Heat will. And the Lakers got swept, but all four of those games were interesting. And it required Jokic to be really awesome at times to win those games, which was really cool. The Phoenix series, it required him to be awesome. And last night, yeah, like every time it got close, but that's like the whole thing in the NBA is like, yeah, that's why the teams that actually win have a guy like that. That's the whole point of the whole league. Like, that's why you look for a guy like that. That's why if you have a guy like that, you pay him infinity billion dollars to never go anywhere. That's why when a guy like that's available, like Durant, even if he's like past his prime, every team puts in an offer. Because when you get in games like this, it's like, that's the guy that makes the difference in the game. That's the guy that makes the difference in the series. And it's really simple, but like, that's what it is. That's the whole history of the NBA. Also, Miami kind of has a guy like that. And I just kind of noticed this where we all really like Jimmy Butler. Like, I'm glad he had this postseason. Like, it was fun. It's like, it's awesome. I know he's trying to like copyright a bunch of stuff. He's trying to do like Himmy Buckets clothing or something. I don't know what he's trying to do, but whatever.
That makes like him as much.
Well, he already has the coffee, right, from the last finals appearance. Like, remember he like started the coffee company or something? He got like a lot
that
of
was
things.
Like, I feel like that's kind of charming though. Like the whole coffee thing in the bubble. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, like it's kind of a cool story. Like Himmy Butler, like, is not charming. That's just like, okay, buddy. It's like, yeah, you've jumped the shark a little bit here.
But I think, you know, because like, I think his Q rating, and look, like NBA superstars, you can find half the people that think that guy's awesome and the other half like slander him mercilessly. Like, that's how NBA superstars usually work in terms of how like NBA fans talk about them. But like everybody, like Jimmy Butler's Q rating is probably higher than every other NBA player. Like, everyone likes him. Everyone thinks like he's awesome for basketball and he does cool stuff. He's had like one 30-point game in 3 weeks. Like, if Jason Tatum had these 3 weeks, people want to trade Jason Tatum. Like, if James Harden had these 3 weeks, be like, classic Harden, not showing up in a big spot. Like, it's been forever. He's done nothing for a long time.
And there's like, an excuse his for best him, two right? Games and were Gallagher against Milwaukee. Said it, is that he's yeah. hurt. So, like, and Tatum was hurt also, right. But to your credit.
Right, right.
Like,
Tatum wasn't hurt, Butler, Embiid wasn't hurt.
And that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point that I'm making, right? Is that with these other players, it's like Tatum could be hurt. He plays poorly. No one cares that he's hurt. With Jimmy Butler, it's like, that's the excuse, is that, well, you know,
oh, the ankle
isn't healthy.
The ankle. It's actually, yeah, that's what it is. And again, yeah, like,
he's like weirdly exempt from the criticism.
Right.
He's like weirdly exempt.
We all like him. And I get it. And like, I like I'm glad he exists. Like, it's, the playoffs are more fun when he's in it. He does cool stuff. He like talks a ton of trash to the other team. And then in a lot of games backs it up. The Grant Williams sequence in game 2 against Boston. Like, that stuff's cool. But man, like, for every that, there's like 8 games like this. I mean, it's kind of wild. Like, the NBA is, it's the entire like consumption of the NBA now is being hypersensitive to bad star games and like talking trash about those stars. That's like what happens every day. And this guy gets nothing from anybody. I just think it's funny that like that happens, that in 2023, where every single superstar gets talked about poorly after every single game and everything's an overreaction, it's like crickets on this guy. And it's like he's supposed to be like, he's supposed to be the reason why they're supposed to be able to win the title. I just like, cool, he's hurt. Awesome. So were 17 other star players in this playoffs. I think that's really funny that like he's moved out of this arena. Everyone else gets judged a ton, but we all really like Jimmy Butler. So it's cool. Like, he'll trademark some stuff and they'll get swept. And like, maybe that's just what it is. Maybe that's what it is, but it's just a really funny dynamic, the difference between him and everybody else.
I'll tell you what, if the Nuggets slam them and they win the series, they sweep them or they win it in 5, and Butler, maybe he doesn't have as bad a performance, like, the stat line doesn't look like it did last night. Hey, he's gonna get under the microscope for sure. Like, this ain't gonna last much longer if this is what it's gonna be. If he doesn't go down personally swinging, and I guess, and it's you better hear with Nick and Ken. I guess the thing with Butler last night is maybe we feel differently about this. He created a ton of open shots for his teammates, and he only scored 13
absolutely.
Points, and didn't get to the line at all, and that was like a big thing in post game, right? We got to attack more. Well, we'll talk about the total for coming up in game 2 in a second here, but maybe maybe we feel differently about it. If like, can Max Strus make a freaking shot? Can Caleb Martin make a freaking shot? Can someone other than Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith actually show up to play for the Miami Heat and make some shots? Like, I liked the Heat in the series. I bet the Heat last night. I actually walk away from last night thinking like this was actually a golden opportunity for the Miami Heat to steal a game on the road. Because you're right, like they did good things defensively. Denver only scored 104 points and like had him at arm's length the entire game because Miami couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Like, this to me felt like a big time missed opportunity, Ken, for the Miami Heat, where Miami, they don't need to shoot as well as they did against like Milwaukee or the Knicks. They didn't have to go nuclear from downtown here. They have like a halfway decent game from downtown, and I think this is a different story last night. I mean, if Max Strus makes a couple more threes last night, it's an interesting game, you know, as opposed to as many as you and I made sitting on the couch with the Nintendo Switch on. Zero. Brutal.
Max Strus probably likes the Nintendo Switch. Probably likes that. Yeah,
maybe
I know,
should play video games instead of lose bets. Like, that would be great.
Yeah. I just, and I know that's more, this was like more sports talk than betting. I just, it's like annoying when this final starts this way. And it's not even, like, I'm not even a Celtics fan. Like, those people are just catatonic right now. Because it's like, really? You guys are going to shoot like 2% in this game? Really? Whole series can't miss. The whole series. And you're like, to get to this round, which is supposed to be like the most fun round we have, and this series might suck the most. I mean, this really might be brutal.
Do you think it's going to?
They look hurt. They look bad.
Do you think that's what it's going to be?
I think it might be like a sweep. I actually think it might be. I don't know what the answers are. Okay, they can shoot better. Sure, like Strus can make more shots, and Caleb Martin can make more shots, and Butler can play better. And the Nuggets can make more shots too, and like can also make adjustments. Just I don't know what they're going to do against you. Like, everything that they did against Boston, and this is where Gallagher comes on yesterday and he nails it, and so does everybody, but like he nailed it on our show, where it's like, look, Miami flummoxed Boston with a zone. The Nuggets are like the best team against the zone in the history of the playoffs, so that's not going to work. Okay, like Boston was, Miami was able to like mitigate the effectiveness of Boston's best players because Jaylen Brown and Tatum didn't play great series for a lot of the time. Okay, well, Jokic is on that team and they got absolutely nothing for him. So like, what is this going to be? And like, why should we expect it to be different? Like, I'm just sitting here and I'm being like, I kind of thought this was possible. I agreed with the series price that they were really likely to win. I feel the exact same today, except now it's 1-0. We're closer to the end. And I don't know, like, really, like, it's going to be way different. It doesn't feel like that at all. And maybe that means there's some opportunity to be contrarian and bet Miami again. I don't want to. I don't know if I'm going to want to bet Miami one time in the whole series. I really don't. And you have the Hero kind of interesting wrinkle that's thrown into game two, where, like, now the Heat will have another player that could potentially help them, could potentially also make things different. Does that make you want to bet Miami? Is that going to make the series different?
I think it could. I think they need him. I think, like, you have to roll him out there. Like, it would be one thing if, like, they played last night and maybe Denver still wins the game and, like, Caleb Martin plays well and Vincent maybe plays a little better and Strus plays well. And, like, we don't have to get 15 points from Haywood Highsmith. He doesn't have to play a ton in the game. Maybe you'd feel like, okay, like, maybe Miami lost, but, like, these guys are still, like, at least somewhat the level that they played at throughout the postseason and certainly in the Boston series. You got nothing last night. Like, and in the case of Max Strus, like, you literally got nothing. You got zero. Like, they need Tyler Hero. And, like, Hero's capable of getting hot and getting streaky. And I also think it's interesting if Miami's, like, what is Miami's strategy going to be? Is it going to be, we need to shoot the lights out and try to, like, outscore Denver? Or is this going to be, like, grind the game into dust and try to get to the free throw line a billion times? And, like, drive to the basket a billion times? Like, what's it going to be?
Yeah, a bit of both.
I think it's interesting and kind of like my, like, and would you like Miami in either instance if you knew what the strategy was going to be? We'll talk about it coming up in game two on Sunday. Totals less. Nuggets are the same price. We'll talk about it on the other side to wrap up hour number one.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.